There was a woman in the Bible days. She had been sick, sick so very long. But she heard my Jesus was passing by. So she joined the gathering throng. And while she was pushing her way through, someone asked her, "What are you trying to do?" She said, "If I could just touch the hem of his garment, I know I'll be made whole." She stood there crying, "Oh, oh, oh Lord, oh Lord." She said, "If I could just touch the hem of his garment, I know I'll be made whole." And oh, there was a woman in the Bible days. She had been sick, sick so very long. But she heard my Jesus was passing by. So she joined the gathering throng. And while she was pushing her way through, someone asked her, "What are you trying to do?" She said, "If I could just touch the hem of his garment, I know I'll be made whole." She stood there crying, "Oh, and oh Lord, oh Lord, and oh Lord." She said, "If I could just touch the hem of his garment, I know I'll be made whole." And oh, she spent her money here and there until she had no more to spare. The doctors done all they could, but their medicine would do no good. When he touched them, the Savior didn't see. But still he turned around and cried, "Somebody touch me." She said, "If I could just touch the hem of his garment, I know I'll be made whole." She stood there crying, "Oh, and oh Lord, oh Lord, oh Lord." She said, "If I could just touch the hem of his garment, I know I'll be made whole." She stood there crying, "Oh, oh Lord, oh Lord, oh Lord." She said, "If I could just touch the hem of his garment, I know I'll be made whole." She stood there crying, "Oh, oh Lord, oh Lord, oh Lord." She said, "If I could just touch the hem of his garment, I know I'll be made whole." She stood there crying, "Oh, Lord, oh Lord, oh Lord." She said, "If I could just touch the hem of his garment, I know I'll be made whole." She stood there crying, "Oh, Lord, oh Lord, oh Lord." She said, "If I could just touch the hem of his garment, I know I'll be made whole."
On that touch the hem of his garment.
Yeah.
I stand here today, let you know you can touch it.
Yeah, yeah.
Tell three people you can touch it.
You can touch it. You can touch it.
Hallelujah. Don't be afraid. Touch the hem of his garment. Everything's going to be all right. Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. The Today is the day, another day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice in being glad.
Amen.
That we are part of this day.
That's right.
He didn't have to bring you into this day. The world can do just about what good as it can do without you being here. Hallelujah. But by the grace and mercy of God, we are here. And we give glory and honor and praise to him for all he continues to do in our lives. Praise God. Anybody glad to be in the house today? Praise God. Hallelujah. This is another Lord's day. Hallelujah, that he wants us to come together and worship him. He tells us that we should come together. Don't forget to assemble yourself together. Hallelujah, as we come to support one another and encourage one another. And it's a brand new year. Hallelujah. To start working in now. Glory to God. We give honor, glory, and honor and praise to God, the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit, to our presider, Brother Lewis. Praise God. And to our other preachers in the house that was, hallelujah, that are worshiping in here today. To Elders Green, who did the Holy Communion. Yeah. Praise God. And we're glad to have them here, able to come to and do the job on moment's notice. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. So let you know that God can do anything if we just make ourselves available.
That's right.
Hallelujah. We got to make ourselves available. He got the power.
Yeah.
He got what you need. He just needs you to be available. Hallelujah. To carry it out and to show what he can do if you just allow him to work in you. Hallelujah. What time is it?
Good news time.
Good news time. Praise God. And we're here to give you some good news on this fifth day of the new year, 2025. Hallelujah. And we're going to call your attention to the book of Ecclesiastes. Hallelujah. Chapter 3. We'll begin at the first verse. Father, in the name of Jesus, we stand and yield the spiritual man under the first command. We pray that our showers with your word. Feed us, God, by your spirit. And in the name of Jesus, bring to our hearts and our remembrance what your word has told us to do. Pierce it now with your anointings, for we know that anointed destroys every yoke. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Are we there? Ecclesiastes 3. To everything there is a season and a time to every purpose under the heaven. A time to be born and a time to die. A time to plant. And a time to put up that which is planted. A time to kill. And a time to heal. A time to break down. And a time to build up. A time to weep. And a time to laugh. A time to mourn. And a time to dance. A time to cast away stones. And a time to gather stones together. A time to embrace, and a time to refrain from embracing, a time to get and a time to lose, a time to keep and a time to cast away, a time to rend and a time to sow, a time to keep silent and a time to speak, a time to love and a time to hate, a time of war and a time of peace. What profit had he that worketh in that wherein he labored? Tell somebody, the neighbor, the time is now. The time is now. We are 5 days into the new year. Some of us haven't left the new year yet, left the old year yet. We're still in last year. Some people are still in the year for last. And they're missing out every day that you spend worrying about what happened and time pass is a day you're losing today. And that means you're getting further and further and further behind in your experiences that you could have with the Lord, because you are choosing to take care of business on your own. But the word said, in all your ways, acknowledge him. Everything that you do, you need to invite the Lord into it to guide you through it. But then you got to be willing to follow his instruction. And we can't be second guessing him. We can't be saying what he meant to say, because you don't know what God meant to say other than what God put in his word. If it's in his word, that's what he meant. Mm-hmm. He said what he meant, and he meant what he said. And no matter how much you try to change it, it will not be so, because God's will must be done. God tells us about a lot of things that we can experience and have joy while going through it. But we don't focus on that. We don't focus on having joy. We focus on getting revenge.
Come on.
For some reason, we just like to get back. We still want to do the eye for an eye and tooth for a tooth. But Jesus came in, took care of that for you.
That's right.
And then he also told you that vengeance is his. And he will do the paying. All right. Some of us want to be God. But the time for stop being God is now. Guess what? You can't be God. There's only one God. Isn't that what we sung a few minutes ago?
That's right.
One God, one faith, one baptism. Now, so you can't be God, no matter how hard you try to be him. You won't even come up to the grain of sand size. In fact, your effort to being God be so minimum, we need the most powerful scopes and the scopes they're looking at in miles and out of the space. We still ain't able to see what your little contribution would be compared to God, because he is infinite. He exists everywhere.
Everywhere.
Nothing is in this world except that he called into existence. So the time for us to realize that is now. Stop getting mad with people. You need to leave that in yesterday. The time to do that is now. Not wait until you get your feelings over. This word says, don't let the sun go down on your wrath. And the sun goes down every day. Okay. So if you don't let the sun go down on your wrongdoing, then when do you need to get rid of it?
Now.
Not after I get my hurt feeling straightened out. Not until I get to punish them. They hurt me, so I'm now going to let them suffer too. But that's not how it works. The one that's suffering is you. You're not hurting the person that you don't want to forgive. You need to get rid of that hurt now. That person going on having them a good time in life, prospering, and you back hanging back bad, gloom and sad, and not going to do anything about it. But everybody's enjoying life. You being mad and stubborn and upset because they didn't treat you right. What's right is what God allows in your life. And the time to believe that and to know that is now. Whatever it is that holding you back from prospering that God wants you to prosper, you need to get rid of it now. Don't wait until that you get on time to say, I ain't ready to receive it yet. No. If you're not ready to receive it now, when? If you're not able to get rid of it today, when? If you're not able to let it go, when will you be?
There you go, right there.
Okay. And as long as you're holding that, you're stuck in that same old pattern.
That's right.
Okay. Like that picture they have where the every day for April Fool. They got stuck in April Fool's. And years going by, they still that one back in that year. Can't get out of that one day. And all the good things of life are passing you by. Okay? You can't be happy on your happy day. Okay? Joyful people. Hallelujah. Is a forgiven people. I'm going to tell you this and make sure you remember this. Forgiveness is not for the person you're forgiving. Forgiveness for you.
Yeah.
When you forgive, you loose yourself and free you up to continue on receiving all the other good things that God got for you. But
hallelujah.
If you don't let it go, then you're going to miss out on a busload of blessings God got in store for you.
That's right.
Maybe not even a busload, might not be good enough. A boxcar full of behind the engine. All them boxcars. I see that railroad track sometimes. Can I think I count as much as 100 sometimes? That's all of your blessings riding by you every day.
Yes,
sir. And you're missing out on them because you are stuck in what happened to you 10 years ago. This is 2025. Okay. And we haven't gotten out of 1900s yet. The years have gone by, and we're still in 1999. You missed out on all the joy that God has for you.
Yeah.
Because you can't get rid of whatever it is, because you'll find yourself bringing it up in everybody's conversation. You start out on one thing, you wind up ending up on talking about something that happened to you, something somebody done, as if that's going to help them, hold them back. All it's doing is you being held up.
Yes,
the time to let it go is now. Don't let the sun go down. Don't put it off for tomorrow. Guess what? Tomorrow's not promised. What is promised to you is right now. You can't do a thing about yesterday. And you can't do a thing about tomorrow because it is always today. It is always now.
Yeah.
Whatever I'm doing now. See, I can't do a thing about what has happened between me waking up this morning and my standing here right now. I can't do a thing about that. Cause it is gone. And I need to embrace what's coming now. See the goodness of the Lord now.
Right now.
See how he brought you out now. See how he brought you over now. See what God has done. There's a time and a place for everything. In 2025, let us live for the moment. All right. Don't let the sun go down on thy wrong. Don't let anything come in your life that's going to hold you up from receiving God's blessings of peace,
joy,
love,
patience,
understanding. Let God deal with those things.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. The time is now that we put on the whole armor of God. Put it on now and leave it on. Okay? The time is now that we put on the whole armor of God so that we don't have to. So we'll be able to stand in these days of trials and tribulation.
Yeah.
We need to have the armor of God that will help us to go through it. The word says you need to put the whole armor on. Some of us got half breath. And that much was too heavy for us, so we wouldn't put the rest of it on. You need the whole thing on so it be light for you.
Yeah.
The reason it's heavy because you carrying part of the load and the other part you left. Mm-hmm. You got to pick the whole thing up.
Yeah.
Put the whole armor on.
Yeah.
So you be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. See, we're thinking we stand against John, Susan, and Jane. but it's the wiles of the devil.
Yeah.
When are we doing that? Should be doing that. It's now. Okay. Weeping may endure.
Yes.
For a night. One night. Not two. Not three. Not 10. Not 30. One night. Okay? How many are still crying over something that happened yesterday? And my yesterdays, I'm talking about autumn days past in your life.
Mm-hmm. Right there.
That you're holding you up from receiving what God has for you. Uh-oh. The word says, it may not, it also by saying it may mean that it can also last for a long time, longer than a night. But it didn't have to. That's why he said may endure. Your deliverance can be from 1 second on up to a day. Weeping may endure for, it didn't say it was going to endure. Okay? It didn't say weeping is going to endure for a night, but weeping may endure.
That's right.
All right? Who, that means that it's up to me. It's up to you how long you weep, how long your night will be. Mm-hmm. Your night could be 1 second or 24 hours. Mm-hmm. All right? It's up to you.
Yeah.
We know that weeping is not going to change it. It's not going to fix it. But weeping is going to bring on more heartaches on you. More distress on you. And that stress is going to work on your physical body. That's going to slowly take you out. All right? The enemy comes to steal, to kill, and to destroy. But God came to give you, to give you life. And that life, he was going to want to give it to you more abundantly. Okay, so how many not having your abundant life every day? You're caught up in what I don't have. Be thankful for what you do have. Get closed and praise God up for your what you got right now, and not wish I had something I've been looking for 10 years and since I ain't got it yet, I ain't gonna be happy. Be thankful for what you got, and then God can give you more. You gotta appreciate, be appreciated what you got. We can may endure but a night, but joy comes in the morning. How many know that day and night continues? It's always either day or night.
Yeah.
Okay. And day and night don't last all the time. Mm-hmm. Every 24 hours there's been a day. And the nighttime, daylight and nightlight, every 24 hours. Okay? So, as things happen in your life, as things happen in your life, receive it with joy. And everything, give God thanks in everything, not for everything, but in everything, giving thanks. What is it saying here? It's saying that not that you're going to be going through without anything happening in your life. And since things are going to happen in your life, because the word always says, many are the affliction of the righteous, but God delivers us out of all of them. So you probably going on and say, I'm going through with God's help. And since God is going to take me through it, because the word says he's going to deliver me, I can let that go and rejoice. Praise over what has been brought to me to make me a better person. Because everything is working together toward the good of them that love God. It's time that we stop praising God for every moment we're here. Word says, I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continue to be in my mouth. All the time. I'm blessing the Lord. Hallelujah, because whatever it is happening for my good. So I will bless him at all times. And invite you to praise the Lord with us. We got to know that it's time that I make a joyful noise unto the Lord. Every one of us, we need to come before him with singing. And know that God is God. It is he that has made us and not we ourselves. We need to realize that he is God.
Yes, Lord.
Be thankful unto him and bless his name.
Bless his name.
Hallelujah. We need to know that he is God and not me.
Yes.
It's time that we don't worry about evildoers.
No.
God said he will take care of them.
Yes.
If you leave it alone, God will take care of it.
Yes.
Don't worry about evildoers, so you can go ahead and receive your blessing.
Yeah.
Don't worry about them getting back. You getting it back on them. God said, I'll take care of it. The time to hear that is now. The time to get those problems out of your life is now. Time to let it go.
Right now.
The time to let it go is now. And enjoy every day.
Yeah.
To the fullness. Don't worry about evildoers. That's not your job. Praise God. Because all they're doing is blessing you.
Come on.
It's time that we see that. They can't do a thing to you but bless you. They meant it for your bad. But God's going to change around for your good.
Hallelujah.
Because they said all things are working together toward my good, so whatever they're going to do to me, it's going to turn up being a blessing for me.
Yeah.
And since it's going to be a blessing for me, it's time for me to start rejoicing and thank God for whatever it is he's taking me through.
Hallelujah.
It's time and a place for everything. Hallelujah. Keep this in mind. All right? It's a time to praise him. A time to dance and a time to mourn.
Yeah.
Time. My time is now. For whatever's going on in my life, it's my time to do that. And because God is working out for me a new abundance in my life. And I can enjoy everything. I don't have to go lay in the bed and count sheep. Okay. All right. I don't have to lay in the bed and wonder about tomorrow. Tomorrow, the word said, will take care of itself. So I need to spend my time praising him now. All right. We'll worry about things that's going to happen that never happened. Okay. We get worried about something going down the road going to happen. And you know one thing, you're going past that spot and it didn't happen. Okay. You wasted all that time. Lost all that joy. Worrying about something that didn't come to pass. I used to tell this story earlier in my ministry. Personal. With our daughter, Kimberly. She was 4 weeks old, I believe, 4 or 5 weeks old. And had the surgery from one ear to the other, open up to remove bones, sutures that had sealed before the time. And Joyce, as we were leaving Duke, some of you maybe remember when I was up there a couple of weeks with her in the hospital. And Joyce went this crying. And I said, what's you crying for? And we were traveling in the highway leaving Duke's. She was worried about school and how the children may act towards Kimberly. I said, that's way down the road, 6 years away. What you crying about now, boy? They ain't got here. And when she got in school, everything was just about a reverse opposite. Instead of the children picking on her, they embraced her. Everything Joyce thought negative came out to be positive. God turning it around.
Yes, sir. Hallelujah.
It's time that we let God do be God and let's not worry about tomorrow. Because tomorrow will take care of itself. No need worrying about yesterday. Because you can't go back there and do nothing about it. So live for the moment. Be thankful that you're here to enjoy life now.
Yeah.
And 25, live life now. What you didn't get done yesterday is gone. You work on now. Today, why it's called today. The time is now that we accept the will of God. Get that whole arm on. Take your worrying, cover it with the helmet of salvation. Hallelujah. Take the sword, which is the word of God. Take up the shield of faith and believe the word of God. And take up your belt and girdle yourself. Put on the word of God. Charge your feet with the gospel. Do what the word said and don't worry about 2025. There are going to be some changes. Yes, Jesus and God said there will be. But don't you worry about it. He said, I got you. Don't you worry about it. I handled it for you. But you got to be faithful. You got to be sure enough faithful and know that God is and God shall be and my God and my protector, my joy and my peace, my healer and my deliverer. God is everything. Hallelujah. I believe that's enough. Y'all getting tired of me anyway. I thank God for 2025. Yeah, yeah. Hallelujah. Thank you for what he's doing right now. I think what was done in the past, but I think what he's doing right now. Hallelujah. I'm not worrying about tomorrow. Tomorrow I just see is another blessed day. Another day the Lord is making. And if I'm here, I can rejoice in the day. He didn't tell me worry through the day, but rejoice because you're part of the day. Up to this moment, you're still here. You're blessed and highly favored. All right? You got friends' benefits, and you're living in abundance, so you got overflow. Mm-hmm. Hallelujah. More than what you need. Every one of us in here got more than what we need. We don't think so. 99.9% of us say, I ain't got what I need. I still want this and I want that and I this and that and I wish I had $1 million and I wish this and I wish that. Be thankful for the dollar you do got. And if you're thankful for the $1, then God may give you 10. Amen. And you be thankful for the $10 and use it right, then God can give you the 100. But not that you need it. If you don't get to you, you don't need it. And sometimes you don't get to it because you can't handle it. You go do something crazy with it. Or wasteful. I've been wanting this for I don't know how long. I got the money now, I'm going to get it. Well, you've been doing with that all this while. Take that money and use it for something else. That's old. Even though you ain't had it yet, it's old because you've been wanting it for 10 years. God bless you. and may have a small opinion. Remember, the time is now. This is the first Sunday of the new year. And I believe we got the highlighted. No. I believe with God's help, give him a little thank you. God kept me that year.
Hallelujah.
And if we keep on for 5 more days, I'll be another year older.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
I'm going to praise him for last year, praise him for this year.
Hallelujah.
Praise for another year and age.
Yeah. Thank you.
Hallelujah. The devil tried to steal it.
Mm-hmm. I was determined.
Hallelujah.
I had me feeling tired in my legs from my knee down. But the dance re-energized them.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah. God told me in everything, give him praise. So as I'm going through that fog, I pray. Everybody ought to be able to leap.
Yeah. All right, now, yeah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. Bless the Lord. Yes,
Pastor, that was beautiful. Wait a minute, y'all. Praise God. I just get so excited. If you know what my insides is doing right now, boy, it's just a good thing to hear the word and be a witness of the word. While Pastor was sitting there praying and while he was sitting there teaching and preaching, I don't know what y'all looked like in your mind, what you was thinking about. Hopefully it wasn't Walmart or Sears, but I was thinking about when back in the day, it was said, in the morning when I rise. But I heard it, in the morning when I rise, in the morning when I rise. And I felt it just that much energy, not in the morning when I rise. When I was sitting there while he was preaching, I was saying, because he said something that when now, in the morning, your morning can begin right now. So I said, in the morning, when I rise, in the
When I rise in the morning, when I rise in the morning, when I rise, I want to see Jesus. When I rise, I want to see Jesus. When I rise.
See, you get it. And next week when you come to, come to church, this is what you're going to expect. Expect the unexpected. It's nothing too hard for God. I can stay home. I got a nice chair at my own house.
Yeah.
Yes, and I'm going. Yes, some of you say, well, let's go on to go there then. Yes, I am. I got a nice chair that have, but while I'm here,
yeah,
I want to praise the Lord.
Yeah.
I didn't come up to, I ain't going through another year like this. I refuse. So God is a good God. Pastor, hey! Thank you. It makes me feel so good to see you leap. Where your joy at? I don't know, but I'm a leap for it. That's what he's doing. He's illustrating. He's teaching you to get beyond yourself. Don't worry about what she's thinking about me. Free will Baptist, don't do this. Methodist, don't do that. God does that in you. Why you act like you act is because of Jesus. He done something for you that nobody else could do in the house. So when I see Pastor Dance bringing the new year in, because I knew how the struggle going through conference, and it just is moving just this quick. Hey, glory! And now I can see him. Hey, glory! Praise God. Shouting. That makes you feel good. Because when your leader is acting victorious, the congregation would act victorious. When your leader is strong, the congregation will be strong. So let's do better. We are so glad you came. Is it anything on your mind? Let us all stand. Praise God. As the choir give us our closing song, we thank God and we going out of this place with the spirit of joy on our hearts and minds. Sing me. Hallelujah.
He keeps on blessing me.
All right.
He keeps on blessing me. He keep on blessing me.
Ah, hallelujah.
Over and over again. Let me say it one more time. He keep on blessing me. He keeps on blessing me. He keeps on blessing me. Over and over again.
Father God, we thank you. As we stand, we rejoice because we remember that it was you that have blessed us. And we thank you and we glorify you. We thank you, Lord, that we got a mindset to do right. And it's been a move of God in our heart, in our minds, and in our spirit. You have rejuvenated us, Lord, and we are here to serve and worship you. Take us home and protect us and keep us from all hurt, harm, and danger. Bless us as we go and journey in our homes. Let our house get in line with the Spirit of God, the child of God that's walking in. In Jesus' name, bless this, our leader. Bless our pastor and keep him strong. In Jesus' name, hallelujah. In Jesus' name, amen, amen. Go in peace. Sin no more.
Keep on blessing me. Oh, yeah.